Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Exodus chapter 32, verses 30 through 35, the Bible says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, Ye have sinned a great sin. Now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now, go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made a calf which Aaron made." Moses has spent 40 days on top of Mount Sinai, no food, no water, just he and God. This is where he had the two tables of stones that God wrote the law and gave the blueprints for the tabernacle, written by God's own finger on those tables. Just he and God, 40 days. It's now time for Moses to come down to the 3.5 to 5 million Israelites and tell them what God said. As Moses comes partway down, his assistant Joshua meets him. And they hear a loud noise, and Joshua fears that war has broken loose in the last 6 weeks or so that Moses has been up on the mountain with God. As they get a little closer, Moses realizes it's some kind of quote-unquote music. Moses and Joshua look out and see the people. And they've torn their clothes off and they're dancing and playing filthy, vile music. They've built a golden calf as a god and they're praying and worshiping and praising it. Moses stands to where he's close enough to get their attention, and he is so angry with these Hebrews that he hollers at them and takes the very tables of stone that God wrote with his fingers and throws them down, breaking them. Grinds up the golden calf and puts it into dust. Sprinkles it over the water and makes the people drink it. Moses realized that God could destroy the whole nation of Israel. Moses goes back up to the mountain and begs God to spare the people, because God was ready to kill them all and start over. And Moses and God have a difference for a little while. Moses says, God, I don't think you ought to do that. Your enemies will look and say he could deliver them out of Egypt, but not take them to where they were supposed to go. And God and Moses go back and forth for a little while. I'm going to use a statement that we'll think about today. God and Moses had a difference of opinion. Now, eventually, God said, okay, I won't kill them all, but I'm going to punish them. And they came to an agreement. Everyone has an opinion. There's nothing that happens without we humans forming an opinion. Our opinions are not always wrong, but they're also not always right. Having an opinion is not bad. How and where we express our opinions can cause a lot of problems. We don't always mean to, but how we express our opinions can cause troubles. I must not be so selfish to think that my opinion is the best or the most successful one. I need to know how, when, where to give my opinion and when not to. I would like to be humble enough that I would gain God's opinion more than my own opinion. I want to take a few moments today and give you three thoughts about how to express your opinion. Number one, learn to yield your opinion without conflict, without fussing, without a bad attitude, if your opinion is not used. Do you realize that we live in an age where everybody wants to speak their opinion? Social media, texting, email, comments for buying something at a store. Everybody has an opinion. We need to realize that we're supposed to fall in line behind the leader's opinion if our opinion gets overridden. You know, just because you think you have a better opinion doesn't mean you're right and the leader is wrong. I'm not talking about doctrine. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about when there's a difference of opinion. I had to learn as an assistant pastor, leaders know more about what they're leading than I did. Maybe your leader has already made the mistake about the opinion you have. A leader is more apt to ask your opinion if he knows you'll follow his opinion if you disagree. So, the best way to express your opinion is to not force it on anyone. Number two, learn to only express your opinion if someone's reputation is about to be hurt. Moses felt like God was about to hurt his reputation. You know, my job as a friend, my job as a pastor, my job as a dad, my job as a husband is to protect. You see, I am to protect people from destroying themselves. I let people kind of do what they want, and honestly, I don't express my opinion when they don't ask me for it. Sometimes someone will come to my office and they'll tell me what they're going to do. When they do that, I don't get angry. I just smile and nod my head because they've not come to ask my advice. They've come to tell me what they're going to do. So my opinion does not matter. Sometimes they'll come afterwards and say, "Preacher, what do you think?" And I'll say, "It doesn't matter what I think. You've already made the decision. You've already done it. So what I think doesn't matter right now." Number three, learn to ask if you can express your opinion before you express your opinion. You know, many leaders do want the opinion of their followers, but it may not be a good time. Your leader is there to lead you. You're not there to lead your leader. Give people the option to not want your opinion. As a leader, sometimes I already know exactly where I'm going, how I'm going to get there, who's going with me, and everything else. And I don't need somebody's opinion. Don't be offended if somebody says they don't want your opinion. Don't pressure people to let you give your opinion. And learn to give others credit when they use your opinion. You know, if my leader ever used something that I gave as an opinion, I gave him the credit for it, that meant that the next time he would be more apt to listen to me again. I often ask people that work for me their opinion because I know they're not going to be inflamed. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.